Dallas Seavey was the first musher to arrive in White Mountain this morning. It's the second to last stop along the Iditarod Trail. Teams will take an 8-hour mandatory rest there before they make the final push for Nome. As APRN trail reporter Emily Schwing reports, barring any major drama, it's unlikely Seavey will lose his lead. He could be into Nome by early tomorrow morning.
The church bell in White Mountain signaled Dallas Seavey's arrival.
All right, thank you.
Welcome to White Mountain.
Thanks.
Seavey says he's pleased with his run, but the defending champion isn't quite ready to credit his team with winning this year's Iditarod.
You get so much on the line right now. So on one hand, I'm really excited to get to Nome. Let's just get this thing done with, get it in the bag, have it in the record books, you know. But on the other hand, I don't want this to end. This has been way too much fun with this dog team.
Seavey's been in a chipper mood for most of the race. He says he's never had as much fun driving a dog team, but he also says he's worked for nearly half a decade to raise the kind of team he's driving this year.
I mean, coming in here today, I was just looking at him, just up and down the team, and every single one of those dogs is a superstar. I just feel pretty privileged to be able to run with those guys.
Seavey has won the Iditarod twice before. His dogs are known for their speed, and he says his mushing style reflects their genetics.
Speed's the name of the game for these guys, and most times I see people get good speed in their team, they don't hold on to it. They use it in the short term, and then they burn it up.
But he doesn't like to run long without giving his dogs some extra rest.
So you get ahead with the speed and then you give it back to him and rest. And that takes confidence in your dog team that they'll get up and go fast again and again and again. So they know if they go fast, I'll give them more rest. And I know that if I give them more rest, they'll keep going fast. So that's, you gotta trust each other.
The final 70-mile run to Nome isn't nearly as long as other runs along the Iditarod Trail, and Seavey's unlikely to lose his lead, but the Bering Sea Coast is known for dramatic changes in weather, and dog teams have also been known to quit unexpectedly. Seavey's well aware that the final push to the finish line is sometimes the most dramatic. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in White Mountain.
Chasing Dallas is his dad, Mitch Seavey, who is about 4 hours behind his son. In third place currently is Aaron Burmeister, followed by Jesse Royer in fourth and Allie Zirkel in fifth.